today.
The terror suspect that was going to attack the subway, Zazi, contacted some senior Al-Qaeda folks and, in fact, was trained in Pakistan, had a plot to blow up a part of the subway. As it unfolds, some of the details are pretty ugly. This guy was for real. At a mere 24 years old, he was definitely destined for martyrdom. He was a jihadist, certainly, who was honing his craft. Thank goodness the CIA, the FBI, etc., caught wind of him. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just some of what we'll talk about during this hour of America Tonight. Also, closer to home on a different front, the health front anyway. Swine flu and the H1N1 vaccine has arrived, at least in some parts, pretty close to it. We're talking about a nasal spray or a shot. There was a lot of healthcare workers who protested in New York on the state capitol that they didn't want to be forced to take any kind of a nasal spray or shot because they didn't feel like they should be forced to do so. I'm in agreement with that. The theory of the state officials is, look, you're dealing with people who are sick. We don't need this spread, and it will spread if you don't take the nasal spray or the shot. And to that I say, let the person do what they want to do. It's their own risk or not. I've talked to more people I talked to somebody today in the health department in California and also somebody in New York. Of course, they don't want to talk on the record. They will talk a little bit off the record. And in New York, we know that there were a lot of people that didn't want to do it, and good for them. They know what happened in the past. They didn't feel like there was enough testing, and they just some of them were healthy and never had gotten the flu and didn't see any reason to suddenly get this special nasal spray or, like I said, the end or the shot. In California, the same thing. I talked to somebody who said they weren't mandating it, but it was suggested or implied that it would be to their detriment not to do that. And I just don't understand putting the pressure on the healthcare workers. If they don't want to do it, let them not do it. Because frankly, this was such a quick turnaround. Do you really want to, especially if you're healthy and haven't had the flu and all that other stuff that goes along with that, why do you want to take the vaccine? So here's the deal. Would you roll up your sleeve and take the shot? I was at the local grocery store. This is my own experience in Dallas, Texas, the satellite office, of course, for America Tonight. The mothership is in Minneapolis. And I was near the pharmacy. Woman and her probably 15-year-old son were there at the pharmacy. I saw him rolling up his sleeve, and she said, we want the flu shot, and we want the H1N1. And he said, well, we don't have that, but we have the flu shot. They were perfectly willing to get the flu shots and then said they would come back when they had the other stuff. So will you roll up your sleeve at the drive-through flu shot center at your doctor's office, at the pharmacy, in the grocery store? I don't care where, but will you do it? Do you trust what the FDA is saying about the vaccine? And as I said, the bottom line is I think you really should just have freedom of choice on this one. Unless you're talking about school-age kids and you're trying to fight the Board of Education, you keep your kid home, it blows over, and then they're back in school. 800-259-5791. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How have you been?
Oh, kind of hiding out.
Hiding out. You don't want to take that shot or that nasal spray.
Yeah, trying to stay away from all the dirty germs in the air.
Exactly.
I have a couple of comments I'd like to make, if it's okay, and I hope
sure.
The listeners will listen to me because mm-hmm. I have knowledge to prove what I'm about to say. One of them has to do, if you notice on TV tonight, they were showing they got 700 nasal sprays in Dallas.
Yes.
For people today, okay? And if you notice on the little nasal vials that they spray up people's noses, it identifies swine H1N1 live. That means that is the live vaccine. That's not made from a substitute or synthetic vaccine. That has live swine germs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you shoot it up somebody's nose, it goes straight to their lungs. Now, I want you to think about in the past when they have used nasal sprays, even over the shelf, trying to say as an anti-flu virus thing, because
sure,
you buy it over the shelf, they didn't work. Now, the other thing is, do you remember back when they were on this big to-do under Georgie Porgy and the guys overseas, the military, in live smallpox vaccinations?
Yeah.
Do you remember all of that? And talking about people slough off the live germs for 2 to 3 weeks until their system absorbs it and builds an immunity to it. During that 2 to 3 weeks with the live germs coming out of their system through smoke, I don't mean smoke, sneezing, coughing,
right,
blowing their nose, sweating, they are contagious. So we need to think about that. And I feel very, very strongly we're fighting our own war stateside with all of this. The last comment I want to make is you see people on TV with these little masks on that have the little white things that flip over the ears and they're kind of pleated. Those are called technique masks. They are basically a paper form. They are to protect your germs from entering somebody else's body or even your own. I had to use them all the time when I would change my Hickman ends and do my heparin every day and all this stuff. Back after transplant, I had a Hickman line that was dropped in the vena cava chamber of my heart because it's the least blood pressure part of your heart chambers. And I had to do this procedure. And you had to put these technique masks on to protect your germs from going into that hole in your chest where that calf was coming out. So those don't do you any good to protect yourself from breathing other people's germs. What people need to look for and get, 3M makes them. I don't know who else may, but there are 3M N95 particulate surgical mask. The style is an 1860. These are a greenish, sometimes bluish color, and they have two sets of elastic straps that go under, one set goes under your chin, the other set goes above your ears. They have a metal piece across their nose where you can adjust it to fit your nose. These protect you as best as you can without getting those expensive ventilator filter masks, you know,
sure,
that have the
sure
bill in the center, or you go around looking like a Mars monster with all that
yeah
gear. This is about the best you can get. And you can usually get 20 of them for about $50 is how they sell. You might can find them cheaper. I found some the other day for like $27.85, but they were out of them. But this is the kind of mask people need to protect breathing in these contagious live H1N1 viruses that are going to be floating around now from these nasal things. And
right,
protect
so,
them, go ahead.
So, and protect them from other stuff there as well. Wow. Dana, thanks for the info. People out there listening, would you even get a mask? I'm curious. Stay with us.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONT SIGHT.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
This is an important message for caregivers.
My mom spends a lot of time alone, and I worry about her safety and well-being. Sometimes she forgets to take her medications, and we both know that puts her health at risk. I would like an easy and inexpensive way to make sure she is safe and taking care of herself.
If you have a loved one who spends time alone, we urge you to request a free caregiver's guide. Call 973-872-9400 or visit www.thecaregiversguide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
All right, as per usual, we're talking about a plethora of things, a lot of them related to terror. When it comes to Afghanistan, and man, the poor guys fighting it out there, 8 of them slaughtered the other day. We gave you big descriptions of that. Also coming up, in case you missed it earlier, Michael Anthony has written a book called Mass Casualties about Iraq, and he went over when he was 20 and was there for 17 months and talked about what really happened and what was really going on and what he thought people should know. And he comes from a family who has served, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, et cetera, and really, really wanted to serve and did, and then ultimately talked about what was happening with the soldiers and how badly he felt for many who felt kind of hopeless and felt like not that many people really cared that much back home. He wasn't dissing the American public, but was saying they didn't realize some of the things that were happening, the drug usage, the despondency, the guys who came back and then killed themselves, and just some really, really sad, sad tales. And good for him for putting that together and trying to help other soldiers. And which, by the way, I asked him about Afghanistan and hear what he has to say there. And speaking of Afghanistan, General McChrystal won't be talking to Congress, which who cares, talk to the blathering idiots on the Hill. But you know how I feel about it. I think there's no end game, no strategy, and we should not spill more blood in Afghanistan and spend more money. I don't even care so much about the money. It's about the lives. It's about the lives that they have no blueprint, no map, no rah-rah, no whatever backing them up. We're also talking about the H1N1 virus, the fact that now these nasal sprays are available. Only 7 million so far have arrived, so they're just eking this out, just 7 million doses by the week's end total. I think some places have already gotten them. I know Dallas has, and doctors and other people are getting ready to dispense them. But a lot of people are saying, no, 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 thanks. It should be freedom of choice. Why should you take a vaccine that you know very little about, that, yes, was approved by the FDA, lickety-split, on a wink and a prayer, I think, anyway. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, hon. Thanks for the time last night that you gave me. I wasn't able to listen to the earlier part of the show, but I just want to mention something. Pakistan, the ISI agrees with radical Islamists. They are Sunni Arabs. They are feeding the Taliban. I'm reading about the money that we're sending to Afghanistan. I'm reading about how McChrystal can't get Obama's ear for more than 25 minutes. This is a sad situation. You know, it brings me to mind some that I read today in Weekly Standard, a book review by these husband and wife team named the Durants, who wrote some histories of the United States in the early part of the last century. And he talked about the evils of communism. And when he brought that up to the left in this country, they poo-pooed him. I don't have it in front of me, but they talk about the evil of communism. That's what I see with the people that are in this administration. And I bring all this up because you got communists here, you got them in Venezuela, and if Sam and if Canada's listening, there's a guy named David Romero Elner, who was a executive director of Radio Global in Honduras, and he said this, quote, "Sometimes I ask myself if Hitler wasn't right when he wanted to finish with that race through the famous Holocaust, because if there are people that are harmful to this country, they are Jews, these Israelites," end quote. This is the guy that wants Zelaya back in Honduras. This is the guy who is buddy-buddy with Chavez. Who else wants Zelaya back in Honduras? The guy who supports the Holocaust. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. So we talk about communism. I give you examples of the garbage that's going on in this administration. And, you know, so people think that's all overblown rhetoric. I don't think so. It's just the whole freaking world's falling apart, Kate. I can't take it anymore. I love you, babe.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Hang in there. I can tell you're working. We appreciate the call. It is frustrating. It is frustrating when you read the things that are happening and when you're well-armed with as much information as you can get from whatever sources. And we know we say that all the time here on America Tonight. That's why I'll often say, look, we got to lighten the load. We're doing Nail the Score. We're talking about the idiot celebrities, the John and Kate fools on TLC or whatever. Because, you know, frankly, when I hear about the guys in Afghanistan, when you hear what Michael Anthony has to say and you think of the sacrifices other people make, I hope you do carve out some time to enjoy whatever it is that we have left. In fact, the doom and gloom scenario, there is a movie coming out about that. The end of the world is 2012. More people are talking about the end of the world. Do you think part of it is because a lot of Americans find themselves a little more disillusioned, not just their particular luck? You know, we played that song, Bad Luck, not because they're having bad luck, but they're seeing things that are going on in the United States that they're frustrated with. The unemployment numbers are ridiculously high. You're looking at the value of a dollar, certainly nowhere what it used to be. That's why we've had to do things like extend the unemployment benefits, because people are qualified, killed themselves to get degrees, didn't get degrees, but very skilled, whatever, cannot find jobs, can't find jobs. And then, of course, the jobs that they're more than qualified for, if they even get them, which pay them nothing, they can't afford to live where they're living. And you know the scenario. You know where this trail ends. And it's luckily not happening to every person, but we're seeing a massive collapse. So we see this frustration when Barack Obama goes to pitch for Chicago in Copenhagen. I mean, who cares that he went to pitch for the Olympics in one sense, but in the other, yo, dude, we've got massive amounts of people feeling badly about themselves, feeling worried and concerned about their children, wondering how they're going to pay their taxes, scared to death over this healthcare conversation. And it's easy to see how you can really dig yourself in that negative hole. Speaking of negative, I happen to see a clip of this. 2012, like I said, the end of the world feature film. The critics who have seen it say it's pretty much a disaster by itself, But there are some hilarious moments in it, and the trailer is very hilarious. On our next show, we will let you hear the trailer from 2012. I don't know, unless Ottman scrambles. If he scrambles and we get it, we'll play it for you this hour. But it's supposed to be pretty funny, but that's the best thing about this movie. You think there would be sort of more to it because of all the conversations, like I said, that people are having about what's going on in the country. And like Mark said, it's, you know, it's he's obviously sick of it, depressed of it, and all that other sort of stuff. All right, here's something that I just don't understand for the life of me. And some of you listening to me as we veer down this road from Afghanistan to the healthcare reform, a lot of the same things that are on our minds, that water cooler buzz. This is one for you that I think I just have no explanation for this. I mean, I'm just dumbfounded. First of all, would you ever have a bear as a pet? Would you ever keep a 350-pound bear as a pet? Well, there's a woman in Pennsylvania whose husband is an exotic pet dealer. And, of course, his license was expired, which who cares? That doesn't matter. She was mauled to death by the black bear that they were keeping over the weekend. She was cleaning the cage and had thrown a shovelful of dog food to one side of the cage to distract the bear while she cleaned the other side. But guess what? The animal turned on her and attacked. So this is a woman. She's just 37 years old. She's got kids. The neighbors are watching. The kids, her own kids, saw the attack. They tried to get help. The neighbor shot and killed the bear while it was on top of the woman. But you know what? It was too late. Why, first of all, I don't get the let's keep the exotic animals and then go and clean their cages stuff. But why would this woman go into the same area that the bear was in? What a fatal mistake that was. And if you look at zoos, if you talk to people who deal with bears and other animals, they usually have these cages that have two sections. So they isolate the animal behind the lock gate and they clean the other part. That's very, very common. And yes, they had all these licensed and all this other stuff to sell exotic animals, but you've got a lion, a cougar, a jag, a tiger, a black bear, a leopard on the property in the Pocono Mountains, and I mean, it's beyond me. Does anybody out there have a pet bear? It's like the people with the alligators and stuff, and then they let them loose in the neighborhood. I mean, I just don't understand. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
Last year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
From the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light Water Purification Specials and the KDF Shower Filter, now comes the newest Berkey Water Purification System, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a one-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey kit now by calling the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides, oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408, and put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Suicide adhere to the Mayan calendar, which predicts the end of time to occur on the 21st of December of this year. This year. This year.
What are the odds? Is building these ships. So when do we let the people know?
Our mission is to assure the continuity of our species.
Wasn't it also decided the people have the right to fight for their lives?
All right, that's 2012. Mark in New York, that's for you. Friend, if that happens, take cover. Does sound kind of creepy, doesn't it? So this feature has some highlights and obviously some big-time low lights. It was sort of meant as a black comedy. Can't say that I'm going to run out and see it. Thanks, Ottman, for the good grab there on the fly. Matt, better watch out. We got somebody right there on the bench doing a tons of shows at GCN. He wants to be at the bars and hang out with Brett Favre in the locker room and watch this game. I don't know. We might have to take a vote on America tonight. Speaking of voting, here's a quick little funny tidbit for you that I found out today and something I was reading and in something somebody told me in a Facebook message. Yeah, Facebook, the source. Anyway, the International Olympic Committee president said if money was the vote, because here's what happened. Now everybody wants to know, well, geez, Obama came in. Why didn't Chicago even have a chance? And the International Olympic Committee president said that it was Rio, that it wasn't based on money. It's not money that drives the IOC members when it comes to choosing a host city. And Rio won hands down Friday. And Chicago had the president of the United States there pounding the flesh, eliminated in the first round of voting. So check this out. The Brazilian metropolis will become the first ever South American city to stage the Olympics. How about that? That is very big, certainly, like I said, for South America. Not South America, but in the Rose Garden. It took me a minute to think of where they did it. Rose Garden, you had the white coats. I referred to this earlier. You know, when the doctors used to wear the old-fashioned white coats that had their name on it, and they had their stethoscope around their neck. Some of them still do it. I think my doctor does. But I've seen him in a suit without the coat on. Maybe he had a different kind of coat. But anyway, we think of doctors in their white coats. So you had all these guys and some women in white coats on the lawn. And they were there to show their support for Barack Obama. Because it's not all doctors. Remember, we had Doctors for Patient Care on America Tonight. It's not all the doctors in the United States that are against health care reform. One of the doctors on hand who spoke to a local or a national news crew that was there was Dr. Michael Newman from George Washington. And he talked about a couple of things, including what he said was really the need for health care reform.
I'm a supporter outright of the administration's position that we need health care reform. It's not to be distracted by the issue of the public option, which I support. The important point is to get Americans insured, make care available, accessible, and affordable. And over 35 years I've been in practice, that's been continuously eroded.
All right, so he went on to talk about a couple of the other things, especially the public option and where all of this is ultimately headed in the United States.
In your view, what's done the erosion?
Insurance companies have done the erosion, no question about it, as well in many respects. First of all, the rising cost of health care makes it increasingly unaffordable and unavailable. Secondly, the intrusiveness of insurance companies second-guessing what physicians, the care that physicians are providing. Thirdly, the time that we spend in bureaucratic haggling with insurance companies. So it's come down, this issue of health care reform has come down to hand-to-hand combat. And I represent part of a surge of physicians, and we're going to see that this is going to happen. And the administration's done a phenomenal job, led by the president, to bring to Americans an understanding of what the health care issues are. Availability, affordability, accessibility, and appropriate care. I want to care for patients.
I see. It all sounds good because, of course, who's going to say when you say, do you want accessibility? Do you want affordability? Do you want that access? And the answer is yes, of course, everybody, whatever their social economic standing is, you want that. But I've gone over this again and again and again with other doctors who do agree with what you heard Dr. Newman say there, that part of the problem is the insurance companies burying them in an avalanche of ridiculous paperwork and waiting for reimbursements forever and ever. But it's even more about the paperwork. So imagine if we have this system where it's set up of platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. So first you have to go through the whole coding of that and ultimately the souped up coverage someone has and what does that entitle them to. So we're actually, I think it's a little bit worse because I don't know that it's going to be, I think it's going to cost more in the end. It's going to cost more in taxes. It's going to cost people who don't want health care, don't want anything to do with it, don't want to spend any money on health care. That's just the way they think and don't feel like they should have to do it. Now, in forcing the hand of many people, what I think is going to happen is you're going to see, as I described before, it's still the same haves and have-nots, maybe even a little bit worse, because now you've got labels for it. So it's like the gold card. It's like the privileged in the line. It's the line pass. And so what does platinum get you? Does that mean you come in the back door of the doctor's office and you're immediately seen? Because you have platinum coverage, so you are paying bigger, bigger bucks than everybody else. You don't have to sit in a waiting room for 2 hours. It's going to cause more problems, I think, than you can imagine. Especially, like I said, especially with the labeling factor. It seems like such a little thing, but it's not, actually. And whether it's 1, 2, 3, whether it's green, red, blue, you start to do the label thing, you start to have, I think, even more problems. But something will come of healthcare reform, and I just almost want to close my eyes and hope it will disappear and it's a bad dream. It's a good idea to have reform. Not a lot of the things that are being proposed really, really make sense to me. It's spelled out backwards, forwards, and everywhere in between, but it still doesn't make sense because you have a buku amendments in trying to sort that out. And then you still do not have ultimately the definitive answers on what it's going to cost. Every single person listening to me, whenever you're involved in making any kind of a purchase, let's face it, right? You know how much you make, you know how much you have, you know how much you have in reserves or don't have in reserves or can afford. It's like buying a car in a different way, because I don't want to compare health coverage to cars as I did before. I don't want to compare the money situation to that, but it's like anything, any kind of a purchase you ultimately make. You know what you have. And in this case, we don't know. You don't know what the bottom line is. So you could go to a rally, could go to a town hall meeting, and what seemed to be consistent to me, and I think was a fair question, is, well, what is this going to cost me? I have a family of four. I'm single. I have just the two of us, whatever your circumstances are. What is it going to cost? That's what people wanted to know, and it never, ever, and still isn't clear as to what it's going to cost. Well, you ask someone that, they said, well, we don't know because there's different variables, and everybody's situation is different. Exactly. This is why this is a foolish way to proceed. Do the competition thing. It would work out better. People would probably pay, I think they would pay less for health insurance. But the key word here is, we keep calling it healthcare reform or whatever stupid name of the week it's called. It's really about insurance. It's really about the stranglehold that the insurance companies have on our lives, especially when it comes to healthcare. People getting outrageous bills and then having to fight for hours on the phone and saying, I do have the insurance. We were covered. I've heard stories like that. And they're saying they're demanding crazy amounts of money. Remember, Stu in Kentucky called us and told us about the birth of his daughter and what it would have cost him for the time she was in the hospital. And his wife was there. It would bankrupt almost anyone. And certainly more than cripple your finances, but he had insurance. What happens if he doesn't have the platinum insurance and, oh, it didn't cover the baby? I mean... This is the thing. We need a scorecard. It's like those diets where, I don't know if it's Weight Watchers or one of them, where they have the color-coded or the points or whatever. It's kind of like the points. You have to give us a brochure or a little calculator that has the points so we know what we're eligible for on whatever particular day and what type of surgery or treatment. Ooh, sounds nasty to me. 800-259-5791.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
To hell. I feel like a DJ there for a second. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. At times, when we're waiting through all this stuff, it does feel like we're on the highway to hell, no doubt, doesn't it? Ever notice that most of this is fueled by the politicians? Where have all the good politicians gone? I don't think everybody is useless in D.C. There are some that I do like, actually. And I know there are some of those are braving the waters by themselves, ultimately. What I just don't understand that there is seems to be no uniformity. And when I say uniformity, I don't mean that everybody has to go along and say the same thing. But shouldn't there be like a rule book? Look, dude, here's the rule book. You want to go off page? That's cool. You want to set a little agenda for yourself, get a little air time on C-SPAN? That's good. You want to throw out a few controversial things? Okay. But you only get so many of these plays a year. Otherwise, we have 50 million things we have to accomplish, and we're just stuck, mired in this inactivity. There's always conversation. There's always what I call sound bites from the senators and the congresspeople. But where's the action? How many bills get signed into laws, bills that we feel pretty good about? Be nice to feel like 85%. I'm just looking for 85% good, feeling good about one or two of the laws that go, you know, are into, go into effect. Healthcare reform. I have a sinking feeling once if anything happens with healthcare reform, I'm probably not going to feel good about it at all. And most of you probably won't too, although it would be nice to be pleasantly surprised, right? And some things will be included in it. I believe there'll be malpractice or like tort reform, but that's it. There'll be so many other things in it be mired in that doesn't work for us, that kills us cost wise. What's the sense? Immigration, not even touched. Just shelve it. Ugh, can't even get to immigration. Forget about it. So we don't know how many people are here illegally. We don't know if there's going to be an amnesty. We don't know if we're going to do this. We've just had conversations. It was really controversial, so we put it on a shelf for the most part during the election, and we'll take it off the shelf once we get through all of these other things. Oh, and hey, we have Afghanistan. So what's the scoop on Afghanistan? All these lives hang in the balance, and the lives I'm talking about are the American lives of the guys who are going over there who are, find themselves in a situation where they don't have enough people in certain remote areas where their task is to patrol or to go and investigate, etc. So the point of saying all this and jumping on my big, giant, ugly soapbox, you know, is that it does feel like we're on the highway to hell. And it'd be great if we had somebody who could turn it around. There are people who can turn it around. And you know who that is? That's you and that's me. Because the elected officials represent us, we the people. If you don't like what's happening, if you're frustrated by some of the things that you see going on, for goodness sake, voice it. Shoot a quick email. If you're old school, do a letter. By now, I'm sure almost all of us have such great phone deals. Call Washington. Leave a voicemail. But feel free to express yourself. That's how things change, because the politicians, what do they care about? They don't want to lose their job. They want to be reelected again. It's what they do. It's what they want to do for the most part, right? How many politicians, and they do, usually because you find out there's some kind of scandal, just suddenly, and maybe they're wildly popular, they suddenly decide they don't want to do it anymore. Not really. Most want the gig. So if you apply a little pressure, imagine what that could do, right? Mm-hmm. All right, this one might get your blood boiling, and I kind of for the end of this hour, but Eric Holder, the Attorney General, has decided the U.S. is not going to seek the death penalty for one of the biggest facilitators in the 1998 U.S. embassy attacks. And I definitely don't agree with this. It's Ahmed Galini, if you remember, the embassy attacks in Tanzania and Kenya. And he is the first Guantanamo Bay detainee to actually come to the U.S. and face a trial. He's a Tanzanian national. He's been held since 2006 at Gitmo until he's transferred to New York last June. Remember that. So the decision to not seek the death penalty in the case was disclosed basically, that's the only reason anybody knew about it, in a one-sentence letter from the Attorney General to the U.S. Attorney in New York. And the reasoning is this, and what he said, these are his words, you are authorized and directed not to seek the death penalty against Ahmed Kafani Galini, and the letter was dated last Friday, but was entered into court records on Monday afternoon, so then it became public record and the media found out about it, basically. And he's facing 286 separate counts for his role in those two horrible bombings. Remember, over 220-some people were killed in this. So he is on trial for killing 224 people. And, geez, I mean, to me, I'd think that the death penalty would be the perfect thing for him. But he's not going to get it. He's going to get life sentences because they agreed, I guess, the United States to not seek it as a condition of the extradition. So there is the rub. Why were they not seeking the death penalty? Because there was a deal. Okay, we're going to bring him over and try him, but we're not going to seek the death penalty. We won't do it. So that was the promise, right? And also the military commission prosecutors, I guess, weren't originally seeking the death penalty for him when he was going through the commission process when he was at Gitmo. I'm sorry. He killed that many people. What is Holder thinking? First, he drops the crazy case against these homegrown terrorists. And now he does this with this scumbag, I don't know how to sugarcoat it, who killed a ridiculous amount of people, and it's quite obvious in the name of what he was doing it, a mass murder. So what do you need to know about this guy? What do we need to know about keeping him locked up somewhere for life in prison? Sorry, I'm going to say more than a thumbs down for Holder's decision not to go the death penalty route. To me, yeah, unacceptable. Kind of like Holder's decision, not kind of, very much like Holder's decision to go after some of the people at the CIA for what happened in the previous administration, and particularly for some of the photos that were released and then the memo that was crafted that gave the permission for waterboarding, etc. I think that the CIA, it's constant battle for Leon Panetta to keep the morale up. And how can that be? I mean, we live in this incredible nation, this free nation that, wouldn't you think, by God, we would do everything we could to protect it? Why would we toss them under the bus? Particularly when you really, as we have had lawyers on the show, look at that memo. Now it's not legal. But what was written in that memo then, at the time, absolutely was legal by the letter of the law. Strictly by the law, it definitely would fall into that category of you must not prosecute. I'd be very surprised if a judge goes in that direction. But instead, we're going to trot out all these people and out them for some reason at the CIA. It makes completely no sense to me. You may feel the same way. Or you might want to shoot from the hip on something else. You can do that. Send me an email at americatonight.net.